Okay, I want to welcome everybody to this is a very, very unique time of having a Chizuk event, but this is very, very much. I just want to welcome you, and I want to introduce myself. For some of you, I know many of you that are here, but many of you, I don't know who you are. My name is Barry Feld, and I've had the privilege of running the Chizuk mission for 15 years now, and I just want to say that. Tonight, I want to give a very, very, very special shout out, short and sweet, but it should be lengthy, and that is to my dear Esti Lipman, because we're here tonight because of her. I had the privilege of being on Shira Smiles when everybody sort of bombarded you, Esti, with questions of where is the right place to add in our own, our own tefillos in Shmona Esrei, and you were rattling off starting, and then all of a sudden. It came to this. It really came to putting this together, and we very much appreciate. First of all, I want to say thank you to Rabbi Eisen for being here, and for Esti, you made this happen, and it's going to be Mitzvah Hashem, a three-part series, and again, it came out of this whole back and forth with Esti picking your brain of how to, how we're davening and how we could make that our tefillah that much more. Closer and what have you. So without further ado, I want to introduce and thank Rabbi Eisen for being here. Rabbi Eisen is the Rav of Kollel B'nai Torah in Flatbush and the Rav of the Vad of the Five Towns. So very big schuss, and we very much appreciate you being here, and we appreciate everybody being here. And thank you, Aviva, for running the show here, and welcome everybody. Okay, without further ado, Rabbi Eisen, thank you.
Good vach, ladies. I would like to, first of all, just mention that I don't think I know most of the ladies here, but that's neither here or there. But I think it would be appropriate, especially in starting a shiur in a series which we hope to have some type of a benefit from, Be'ez Hashem, that we should start with the capital of Tillim. Klal Yisrael is in such need, both on a Klal Yisrael level and a Reb Yisrael level. Reb Moshe Sherer always used to say that there are two components in Klal Yisrael. There's the Klal Yisrael as a whole, as an Am, and then there's the individuals, the Reb Yisrael or the Rebbetzin Reb Yisrael, and the Bas Yisrael. So I think that it would be appropriate both on a level of for Klal Yisrael in general, having such tzaris in Eretz Yisrael and people having such tremendous challenges, enduring such tremendous challenges, almonis, yesoimim, yesoimis, people with their own tzaris. So, since it's a shiur on tefillah, I would like to begin by just saying a capital tillim, and the ladies could just say along, with me, shiur malos, yesoina, yelah, me, and yavo, yezri, yezri, al yonum shem rachine, lo yonum, v'lo yishan shem yisrael. Adinoy Shem Recha, Adinoy Tzilcha, Yad Yiminecha, Yom Hashem Shleya Kecha, Yerech Baloyla, Adinoy Yishmarcha Mikolra, Yishmar Sashecha, Adinoy Yishmar Tzeis Chaviach Meata Vyad Eilom, Achene Kol Beiso Ansun Basar Beshivya, Hem De Bein Bayom Bein Bayom Bashem Makim Rachim Aleim, Yotzi Mitzar Lavocha, Meafei Liyor Meshibid Lagula, Hashta, Bagol Uvizman Kariv, Vinoymar Amen. I also just like to reiterate, to really acknowledge Mrs. Lipman, who asked me a number of weeks ago if I would be willing to just share some thoughts with the ladies, which I said I would. And by virtue of just preparing my words, I would hope that, it makes an impact upon the speaker as well. The mission statement, we spoke about the ladies over here on their Chizuk mission. So I'd like to make a mission statement of what we really want to accomplish. In a really opening sentence of what do we want to accomplish in this year? And what I felt is what captures the essence of Be'ez Hashem, what we want to accomplish is deepening our understanding and ultimately profoundly connecting to Hashem through our davening. The Ramchal quoted in Sefer Shorim B'Tfila says the following. Excuse me, it's Reb Chaim Vital says the following. He brings down that even though in the Doiris Rishonim, in the earlier Doiris, which really were the ones that redacted and codified different portions of the Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnah, Gemara, and the primary goal of Klal Yisrael then was to develop the Torah HaKadosha, in which the Torah itself is a source, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara, the Mishnah is a source of halacha, and halacha is a source of us fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Eibishter properly, both men and women alike when it's relevant. Then Reb Chaim Vital continues and says, however, in the Ikvus of the Mashiach, which we certainly are qualified as being part of that Ikvus of the Mashiach, we already consider Ikvus of the Mashiach well over 100 years ago. He says the whole platform of Avodah of Klal Yisrael changed. And he explains it in a brilliant way. He says, just like we understand on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah hayom is to blow shofar, is to listen to the blast of the shofar. It's certainly when you finish davening and you open up a daf gemara, that daf gemara has more chashivas than the shofar. You know why? Because the Mishnah says that. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. But nevertheless, as much as Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam, the mitzvahs hayom, the charge of the day, is shofar. If you open up a Masechtas Rosh Hashanah and you'd learn it in unison, you would not fulfill the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar, although Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam. So explains Reb Chaim Vital, the primary Talmud of the Arizal, that in Ikvus of the Mashiach in our days, the primary Avodah is Tefillah. What this day, so to speak, the day of Ikvus of the Mashiach, the way that Klal Yisrael, the Avodah of Klal Yisrael, the expectations of what Hashem wants from us is our Tefillah. Certainly, it doesn't diminish in any way the Chashivas and the primary and paramount importance of Limud HaTorah and the support of Limud HaTorah, but the mitzvahs hayoyim, so to speak, similar to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvahs hayoyim is davening. So, if that's the case, how do we create a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam to make it vibrant and real and something which really speaks to us personally? Now, you don't need me, certainly, to open up an art scroll, to open up any other commentary on tefillah and translate it. That's not the goal of this shiur, because you could do that on your own. But rather, the goal of this shiur is to hopefully share some insights that will help us in a real practical way to create that platform for us to really fulfill the potential of what we have when we daven. The Chiddushei Arim really says something extraordinary. The Chiddushei Arim of Ger. He writes, the word that Klal Yisrael uses to describe our tefillah, our davening, is davening. That's the word that was used for, I don't even know how many years, hundreds, centuries, davening. So says the Chiddushei Arim, you know what the word davening means? Davenin, davuin. And it became sort of just, in the speech, in the expression, it went from davuin, which means our father, to davenin. So the Chiddushei Arim explains that the matara, that the goal, that the end game of achieving what we set out to achieve is davuin. is to connect not only to Melech, but to connect to the Tata. And that means that when we want to describe the relationship which is eternal and cannot be undone, that's the relationship of parents. And when we speak to the Rabbanu Shlomo, we refer to the Rabbanu Shlomo as an Av. So really the Davuin, the Tata, the father, is really what we're setting ourselves out to accomplish. To not only to daven, is it really the only thing that we want out of a parental? I heard before you got on about a matriarch of a family that you wanted to dedicate the share to. The I don't know who that is, I don't know her name. 104 years old that passed away. Is the relationship only just to know that you Mother's Day or a phone call Erev Shabbos? Or is it rather about spending a life where parents and children and grandchildren build and maintain and deepen a relationship? That's what Davuin is about. Not just a casual call. It's engendering, it's working on understanding what a tata means, what a father means. In order to understand that, I just felt that we need to understand a little bit how the Goyim who set up the Siddur, how they prepared us, how they set us into a journey on getting to the Shemoneh Esrei, on getting to the Amidah. And this is explained and really broadened in discussion by Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, in his magnum opus, in his real very special sefer called Sharim B'Tfila. And the way that we see that davening is set up, which we will explain briefly to be able to really get to understand what opportunity we have, is to understand that the building blocks of our entire davening, from Psukei Dezimra to Shachris to Shemoneh Esrei, is all predicated, is all saturated and spoken at great length in the Prakim and in the different parts of Tefillah, really bringing forth the most prominent building blocks of building a relationship. And that is through the expression of praises and feelings of Ahava, of love to the Eibishter, to Hashem. What lays the work, the groundwork of that is Psukei Dezimra. And it's incredible. We've been davening for decades, many of us. And when we think about it and put into perspective, when we open up a siddur, the literally the first part of Shachris, whether it's a weekday, or whether it's a Shabbos, or whether it's a Yontif, or whether it's Purim or Chanukah, or even Yom HaKippurim, the Yom HaKadosh, the holiest day of the year. The tefillah always starts with Psukei Dezimra. With the Psukim, Zimra has many different definitions, but simply Zimra means maybe praises, singing to Eibishter. We start off with the Hallelujahs. We start off with Ashrei, Hi Chavod. And if you look into it, you see a predominant theme that we're praising Hashem. There are sentences, there are references to the Rabban Shalom as Melech, but we're praising Hashem in the capacity of constantly mentioning the references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, Elokeinu, Elokim, which we will speak about also. We'll speak about what those words mean, what they symbolize, what perhaps we should have in mind when we say Hashem, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, or Elokeinu, or Elokim. But the Psukei Dezimra, tomorrow morning when you daven, look at it. How many Hallelukas? Ashrei, Yichavod. What are the first words that we start off? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Asal Bayis LeDavid. Aramim Hashem Kedilisoni. Aramim Hashem. We're praising the Hashem. And if you daven the Sechsrad, Hoidul Hashem Ki Toiv. Hoidul Hashem Kiu Vishmoi. Hoidiyu Bama Mali Loisav. It's all praises. Through and including Az Yashir. And prior to that, Vayivarach David. And finally, the last part of it is Yishtabach. Yishtabach Shemcha Malkeinu. It's all praises. And what praises do is praises is a recognition of wanting simply to have a relationship with the Eibishter. Is there any relationship that we have, any relationship in the totality of human experience that could thrive and deepen and have value if there aren't praises, if there aren't compliments, if there isn't an acknowledgement? Imagine we just finished the Shabbos Kodesh and everybody's table was set beautifully, and the foods that the women labored and prepared from everything from the Friday night Lil Shabbos to and including Shabbos. Imagine if an entire day goes by without a compliment. That does not really make you feel great. But a compliment on the taste of a food, on the choice of a menu, on the way your table looks, that's what deepens the world, that's what connects you. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the institution of a home, of a Beis Yisrael, of a marriage, simply because he wanted us to have an exposure and wanted to us to have the opportunity to develop relationships with one another so we could sublimate, we could raise that level of relationship and come to the ultimate connection of the ultimate relationship of why we're here in this world, to have a relationship, a personalized relationship, a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a Tata. So Memeila, so therefore, the Siddur was set up with praises. Praises accomplish something else also. Praises, especially praises to the Eibishter Hashem. What that does is that's an expression to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm praising you because I recognize how great you are and how much I need you and how much I'm limited. And as we'll expand on this a little bit later in the shiur, what that really does is that brings a person into a very, very unique interaction with Hashem. And then we continue with Birchas HaShachar, in Shacharis. And you know what? I want to bring to your attention something which I noticed in preparing the shiur. The whole Psukei Dezimra, the first part till Yishtabach, is all talking about the praises that we recognize in the greatness of Hashem, in the greatness of His Bria, in the greatness of what He accomplishes. Then all of a sudden, something else sort of now intersects Shacharis with the Birchas Kriyas Shema. And that is a whole section about Malachim. Did you ever wonder? And this struck me. We have a whole section about angels. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Giborim, Kulam Kainam. And then Hashem, Okela, Melech HaGadol, the Noisim everything that those paragraphs are all, what do we have to do with angels? What is our relationship about doing angels? Did that have it's a very good question. What is it doing here? How does it strengthen? How does it actually prepare us as we go and enter into the goal of the Psuki de Zimra and the Birchas Kriyas Shema? And that is the Shemoneh Esrei, when we stand and beseech the Eibishter silently, and it's only you and the Tata, only you and the Eibishter. How does that have to do? What does Malachim have to do with anything? But you know what I thought, and perhaps this could be some truth to it. We tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, Rabbeinu Shalom, you have a whole world. There's a whole heavenly choir. There's a whole heavenly angels. Seraphim, Ofanim, V'chayis HaKodesh, that give you the ultimate, the most sublime, the most spiritual, the most pure, the most untainted tefillah. And then we're coming to you. So we tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, we want to acknowledge and recognize that we understand what you have upstairs in the heavenly bodies giving you praise. But you know what? Lokel baruch ni'imois yiteinu lamelech. But now it's our turn. Now it's our turn. With our deficiencies, with our frailties, with our hearts and minds sometimes drifting off, with our profound limitations that a human being has, not being consistent necessarily, not being constant, being over a bunch of them, nevertheless, we want to give you praise. Accept our praise. Yes, we recognize you have Malachim, but then you have Klal Yisrael with their limitations, with their chisroinus, with their deficiencies. And that's why we want to give you praise. And you know what? You know what praise does? I want to share with you an insight, which, as we're going to see, is a crucial insight in our preparation and stepping into Shemoneh Esrei. And that is, there are three times up to the point of right before Shemoneh Esrei where there's a fourth that we say the following. We say to the Rabbeinu Shalom and Oz Yashir, Noira Sehilois Oisefela. When we make the Rabbeinu Shalom awesome through praises, you know what the result is? Oisefela. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, you're making me awesome to the praises of a human being? Mankind, my child, Oysa fella, I'm going to do miracles for you. I'm going to bring you miracles. Because praising creates the connection. Praising are the building blocks of the relationship. It's the building blocks of the davening. It's the building blocks of a tata. It's the building blocks of a child reaching out to a parent. And Memela, the Rabban Shem says, you're making me, you're giving, you're heaping me, so to speak, with praises. Kvayachal. Noira sihilois oisefela. And then when we continue with Yishtabach, you know what we say when we finish the Psuki de Zimra? Kel ha'adois, Rabban Shem, you are the God so deservant and so appropriate to praise you. Kalei dois. And what does it say afterwards? Adonai neflois. And then finally, when we finish describing the Malachi Maila, and then we say we're ready to stand Shemay Nesrei and ask you for Yeshua and Refuah and Parnasa and Nachas from the children and a whole arm sleeve of requests that every single person needs. And you know, when we say Lokel Baruch Ni'imai Siteinu, you know what one of the things that we say are? Noira Sihilois Adonai Neflois. Again, the Rabbanu Shalom says, do you know what you're accomplishing? The Goinim, who were Menasech, the Nusach, wanted to give us insight into what it means to give praises to the Eibishter and mean it, not empty praises. Everyone knows how to recognize and differentiate an empty praise, lip service, from a genuine, heartfelt praise. You could tell it, even a child knows it. Even a child knows it. So therefore, when we begin, Noira Silois, Adonai Neflois, Oisefela, Noira Silois, Adonai Neflois, Kalei Dois, Adonai Neflois. That's what praises do. Then do you know what happens after we finish with that first brach of Shemay Nesrei, first brach of Kriya Shema? I made a bracha before. Something extraordinary, an incredible dialogue unfolds. A dialogue which takes the level of our connection to the Eibishter through praising him, through all the praises that now we just uttered, from the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra, through and including the first bracha of Birkas Kriya Shema, then all of a sudden something extraordinary happens. We begin the bracha of Ava Rabba. Wow, these words are just next level. We begin with the Rabbanu Shalom Ava Rabba. Rabbanu Shalom Aftanu Hashem Alekeinim. And then the Schois don't matter because they're very similar. Nusach Svard, Nusach Ashkenaz. And we tell the Rabbanu Shalom, now we introduce something which we did not introduce. Kimat. In Oz Yoshe, we says, Elikei Ovi Varoi Memenu. Elikei of my father. But now that we talk to the Rabbanu Shalom, we introduce now the Rabbanu Shalom as Avinu. And listen to the words. Avinu Malkeinu. First Avinu Malkeinu. Then we go into even a greater relationship. Avinu Ha'av Harachman. Havinu Ha'av. Not only Avinu. Avinu Ha'av. Everyone knows. Everybody knows. You don't have to be a great genius with Diktuk. Ha'av is the Hei Hayadia. The ultimate father. And we speak to the Rabbanu Shalom. We ask the Rabbanu Shalom, and let us fulfill your mitzvahs ba'ava. V'yachid levaveinu la'ahava. And we continue. V'keraftanu l'shimcha gadol se'la be'emes l'hoidais l'cha u'liachetcha. Wouldn't that be enough? But no. Ba'ahava, again. All of a sudden now, we are intertwining. We're fusing together. Not only do we want to praise you, Eibishter, not only do we want you to know, we want the relationship, but we want the relationship not only of Malkeinu, not only of the Rabbanu Shalom being the omnipotent. We want the Rabbanu Shalom to be Av. Avinu Ha'av Harachman. A father has such compassion. A father has completely and totally unconditional love, first child. And if you don't, it's your problem. Because that's what a father and mother are. Unconditional love. And we tell the Rabbanu Shalom, please give us that unconditional love. Let us feel it. And then finally, you know what happens? The Rabbanu Shalom responds, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaBoicher Ba'amoy Yisrael Be'ahava. Rav Pam, my holy Rebbe, always used to say, Ich bin a Kohen. Rav Pam was a Kohen. He used to say, Ich bin a Kohen HaMevorech Ba'ahava. He would always say, I'm a Kohen, that when I give blessings, and he did give blessings, Be'ahava, lending and borrowing the bracha of Birchas Kahuna, Birchas Kehanim, when you say, also, HaMavarachas Am Yisrael, Be'ahava. Ich bin HaKoyin, Rav Pam used to say, Be'ahava. Rav Pam had thousands of Talmidim, and they all felt that he was his father. He was our father. A person that was zeicher to be a Talmud of Rav Pam felt not only that relationship of Rebbe and Talmud, felt the relationship of a father, of an unconditional love and concern for each and every one of us. And that's what he used to say, Ich bin HaKoyin HaMevorech Ba'ahava. Because Ahava, having, engendering, developing, nurturing that fierce, most fierce, and strongest emotion that a human being is endowed with, we want to create a relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, not only of Melech, not only of the Rabbanu Shalom being the omnipotent, but we want a relationship with Avinu Avirachman. And that explains Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a very big, an answer to a very big kasha. The holy Rabbi Akiva Eiger would ask, how could the Rabban Shalom charge us with the command of V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha? How does that happen? V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. You could tell somebody to love somebody that you never saw, you never directly heard anything from the person with human perception. Love? V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha? The answer, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is that both in Ma'ariv and in Shachris. In Shachris and Ma'ariv, before we say the words of Yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, you know what we say first? HaBoicher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahava. Oyev Amo Yisrael. The Rabban Shem tells us, I love you. Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. I love you. Now, what normal human being, when you go over to them and tell them, Ichabach Hazay I have you, I love you so much. And the person stands like a statue, doesn't say a word. And you constantly heap the person with an emotional, I love you. No response. That's not normal. I would even say that that's somewhat dysfunctional. You respond. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you know why the Rabban Shem could tell us, V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha? Because the Rebbeinu Shem just told us, I love you so much. I love you. I love Chana and Leah and Shifra and Yocheved and Chaim and Yankel and Yitzi. And as the Baal Shem Tov revealed to us, not only does he love you as a child, he loves you as a Ben Yochin and a Bas Yechida. One could imagine. All the love is channeled when there's only one, not divided. One. With that ben o bas yechida. And Mimela, now we know. All of a sudden, we get into the right as we're about to step into Shemay Nesrei. Now we have the three portions of the Yatsiv and Nachin, and I'll be showing them in Ezra's Yisrael finally. That's now combined and just put together with praises and relationship references. Do you know what we say before we step into Shemayin Echsereh? We call ourselves Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're praising you. You brought Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. You took them through a yam. The Yedidim Hevarta. What happened? When did we become Yedidim? You know what Yedid is? Yad al Yad. You fused hand in hand, holding hands. A sign of love and relationship. Holding hands. We became Yedidim. And then again, Al Zois Shibchu, not only Yedidim, Ahuvim. When did this transition happen? And then again, V'nosnu Yedidim Zmirois Shirois V'sish Bachois Brachois V'hoidois. L'melech Kelchai V'kayom. We're giving it to a king, but we're giving it to a king? Could you say a subject could say we're Yedidim with the king? Could a subject say we're Ahuvim? But a child can. A loving relationship can. Because that's what it is. Yedidim, Ahuvim. That's how we are entering into Davening Shemayin Esrei. Avuhin. Oh, it's all about Yachas. It's all about relationship. It's all about knowing how much Hashem wants our davening. You know, I have often wondered, if I, going through yeshiva, would have been told, you know what, the Rabbeinu Shem loves you davening so much. When you learn a Blat Gemara, when you go through a yontif and go to shul and listen to a shofar, Hashem loves it so much. He has such a unique and individualized love for you. I think that if we would be told that, instead of saying, these are the halachas, this is what you have to do, this is what your obligation is, this is what you have to do, this is, and you don't do it, you're not okay. Right? If we'd be told. And there are Rebbeim that do. But we don't usually find till we are much older, learning much advanced Svarim, to find that the secret of our relationship, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam really wants our relationship. He looks forward to our davening. Because it's like a father waiting for the phone call from the child. And when the child finally calls, I have to get off the phone. My son is on the phone. My daughter is on the phone. If we would only know not only how much we need to daven to Hashem, but how much Hashem Kfar Yochel wants to hear our davening. He wants to hear from his kind. He wants to hear from his child. Now, says Ramchal, something so inspiring. Ramchal writes, the inyan of tefillah is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in his Chochma Elyona realized that he wants to give Shefa from Hashem to you. He wants to give you blessings. But it has to be Tzarech Sheyisayru Heimei Lov. You have to be inspired by Hashem. You have to be inspired to ask from Hashem. And you have to be Yiskar V'Loi. These are the words of Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal, in Derech Hashem. And you have to make the steps. You have to take the overture. You have to take the initiative to come closer to Eibishter, the Yivakshu Panav, and beseech and ask of him. And according, continues Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, and according to the level of Yiras Oiris, that's how the Shefa is going to come to you. It's all dependent on that Shefa. So now I want to share with the ladies an incredible Bach. The Bach was one of the commentaries in the Tor Shulchan Aruch, who was the father-in-law of the Taz, one of the primary commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch as well. Who lived at the end of the 17th century, at the beginning of the 17th century, the end of the 16th century. He writes the following, something based on a Gemara. He writes, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that we say. And the pasuk in Tehillim is Tochen, I believe it's Perek Yud, Kapitel Yud. Tochen libam takshiv aznecha. Tochen libam takshiv aznecha. He prepares their heart and then he listens baznecha. We tell the Rabbi Nishlam, what do those words mean? Tochen libam. It sounds as if without the Rabbi Nishloilam, we can't prepare our own hearts. And maybe that has a very big difficulty that we could relate to. So the Pasuk says, Tochen libam. David HaMelech says, prepare their hearts. Prepare the hearts of Jews. And then Rabbi Nishloilam, listen to your ear. So the Gemara, the Bach says, what does this mean? The Rebbe Hashem's preparing our hearts. He's conditioning us to daven. And then he's going to listen. What about our part? It should say, Tochen Libcha. Prepare your heart. And then we could ask the Rebbe Shlolem, Takshiv Aznecha. And then your ear, Rebbe Hashem, should hear our tefillahs. So says the Bach something incredible. It's true. The Rabbi Nishlam is the one that prepares our hearts. He puts us in the right frame of mind to be able to daven. But when does the Rabbi Nishlam, says the Bach, when does the Rabbi Nishlam do that? That he actually helps us prepare to daven to him. You know when? When we want to be helped, to have kavanah. When we approach the Rabbani Shalom and say to Rabbani Shalom, help me have kavanah. And that's what we're going to discuss in the upcoming shiur. Help me how to do that in a practical way. Help me, but the first thing is the mindset of the Rebbe Hashem. Help me have kavana. Help me have a successful Shemay Nesrei. And that perhaps is maybe why we begin Shemay Nesrei with a few words. Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi agiti. So simply that's understood. Open up my heart. I want to say praise. But according to this Bach, perhaps it's much deeper than that. According to this Bach, what we're actually saying is, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm asking you to help me have kavanah. And then the Ribbono shel Olam is talking libam. He responds. He says, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna give you the tools. I'm gonna allow your heart and mouth to be synchronized together. That your heart should be filled with the right emotions, And your mouth should be able to be filled with the right words, the words of davening properly. But that's only after you say, Rabbanu Shlom, Habola Tayr Mesayna, I want to succeed in the davening. And that perhaps is indicative in the words that we say, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Rabbanu Shlom, we want. Just remember, ladies, there is a word that both have the same amount of letters. There's a have and there's a want. We need to want to daven. That's what the Bach is teaching us. We should not look at tefillah and davening as a burden, as an obligation. And that generally, even though the normal way of expressing is I have to daven, but that should not be what resonates in your heart. It should be viewed as an opportunity. I want to daven. They both have the same exact letters, same exact amount of letters, but they are worlds apart, worlds apart. And when a person approaches Shemai Nesrei according to the Bach and says the words, I want to daven, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Yagetilasecha, Eibishte Tata, Avinu Malkeinu, I want to daven. The Rebbe Hashem responds and helps us. So now, what I'd like to do in the next 2 minutes and finish the shiur is to really summarize everything that we did, that we spoke about now for the last 45 or 47 minutes. Now, I want to take this opportunity to also, this concept of summarizing a longer type of a shiur, a drasha, was something which I picked up from Rabbi Pesach Kron. I think it's very appropriate at this year, as we're about to summarize what we just learned together for the last 45 minutes, that we wish Rabbi Kron, who is in right now in need of a Refuah Shleima, Yosef Pesach Ben Hinda, should be zeichet a Refuah Shleima for all the inspiration that he has offered to Klal Yisrael throughout the decades and decades of him speaking to us. And so therefore, I'd like to go through very quickly the points of what we did in the shiur, so perhaps we could walk away with a quick review. We spoke about Reb Chaim Vital speaking about the obligation of the Ikvus of the Mashiach is like the day of Rosh Hashanah. As much as we know Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but still you can't be Yotzei Mitzvah Shofar. As much as we know the supremacy of Torah and mitzvahs, but right now, in the Ikvus of the Mashiach, our primary avoda is davening. We spoke about the two components of davening, of Psukei Dezimra having a expression filling our mouths with praises of Hashem, and the profound understanding in praising Hashem. And what that does, that humbles us, that brings down tremendous bracha. We spoke about the angels, the limitations and our limitations, even though angels are angels, but the Rebbe Shem wants our praises. We spoke about the four times in davening, about what praise is accomplished. In Yishtabach, in the first brach of Kriya Shema. And finally, right before we're about to start Shemoneh Esrei. We can now, when we're ready to do that, we're approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam, being Yedidim and Ahuvim, filled with praise and love. And imagining now that we're a little bit older, we understand the secret of Hashem wanting us to succeed. We understand the Bach, that the Bach teaches us we just have to want to daven. And when we want to daven, the Ribbono Shel Olam helps us out. We should be zeicha to a successful week. We're going to be able to understand what's beyodenu, our tremendous gift and opportunity that we have to want to daven. Then you could use the word have. We have to want to daven. Should be zeicha only that our tefillos is niskav l'ratzon. And in the next shiur, we will continue with the actual definitions and different insights into the brachas of Shemini Esrei. Have a good vach and be well to all.
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good night, everybody. Good
Good night.
vach. Thank you. Thank you.